Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back, and relax as we listen to the divine messages we are receiving for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves, so it's time for you to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. It's such an honor to be here with you. I was fighting with my computer, Barbara, for just a bit here. It wanted to change my language to Danish. I don't even know what that means. So I'm just happy that it's still in a language that I can read, so I can still connect with everyone. But a little bit about me. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to, known as DC Love, the magical DC Love, the real DC Love. It's all me. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and in 2017, I was voted the world's most recommended female psychic medium in that organization. So I'm also an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and there's more, but I just can't think of it right now. And I'm formerly a law officer. And I found that, you know, suddenly and unexpectedly, I found myself connecting with spirit. And from that day on, I never looked back. But I do continue to serve and to protect everyone. But now I've traded in my 357, and I use angelic love instead. I channel divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the really cool thing about our connection, and it really, you know, it really is a divine connection, is that Joan left the door open, and those on the other side walked through that door. And they've given me the ability to connect with a wide variety of clients and also have given me access to such fascinating and, you know, and divine source energy. So I'm here now with you, and I've chosen, you know, to come onto radio to access an even wider audience and to bring my unique brand of divine messages and healings to everyone. Hopefully, you know, at regular intervals. And I am just, again, I'm so blessed to be here. And I thank everyone for, you know, for supporting us on this show. And I thank you, Barbara, for being such an amazing co-host. And that's a little bit about me.
Thank you, DC. Okay, now about me. Who am I today? That's a good question. I am, let's see if I can remember it all. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. I now stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do, and this makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page, and you will see Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button should connect you with DC's Facebook page. So that's one of the ways that you can find her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you're looking for. All right, DC, now it's time for us to get some messages for today. So what do you have for us?
Beautiful, Barbara. Well, the first thing I have, I was guided to read this beautiful little prayer. It's an angel prayer. It was written by Dejan Smiles, and it's entitled, Dear Archangel, Battle Buddies. Archangel Michael, help me to remember that I'm right where I'm meant to be in this exact moment, serving my purpose, just being me. I am safe to be me. Archangel Jophiel, help me to see the beauty in myself, this body, my life, and others. I am beautiful inside and out. Archangel Shamuel, help me to see the unconditional love that surrounds me, for it is a mirror of the love within. I am more than enough. I am loved. I am loving. I am love. Archangel Gabriel, help my words and actions to be instruments of love. I speak my truth with grace and ease, for I am a divine messenger. Archangel Raphael, help me see that true soul healing is always available to me and a lifelong journey. I am whole, as is. No questions asked. Archangel Uriel, help me see clearly through life's challenges, knowing that they happen for me and not to me. I trust my intuition. Archangel Zadkiel, help me to see through the eyes of compassion and to forgive myself and others with no strings attached. I freely forgive myself and others. And that was a beautiful little prayer. It's so inspirational. But again, I got up this morning and it just wasn't the day I expected. We have those days, of course. And I kept hearing from the angels, you know, DC, release your expectations. I'm like, okay. Okay, so I'm not gonna have any expectations this morning, Barbara. But you know what? I'm gonna invite in miracles. In fact, I'm going to expect miracles. And I'm just motivated by this beautiful day. It's a beautiful sunny day, and I'm connecting with my soul family, with which, Barbara, you're a big part of that. And I'm grateful that, you know, we connected, and I'm grateful that I'm here with everyone today. And I'm just here, I'm gonna spread love, and I'm grateful for, you know, each new day, because each new day is a new beginning. And I'm open to the new opportunities that each day can bring. And I'm just sending out love to surround everyone, you know, who's needing love. You know, love is all around you. But I do love Barbara's dear innate statements. I mean, when they resonate with me, I do say them along with Barbara. But also, I needed a little bit extra at times, and I was guided to EFT tapping. I did it years ago, and I forgot all about it. And I found at times I had a little dis-ease in my body, maybe a little stress, maybe a little bit of anxiety. And I really wanted to get rid of that, because, you know, if you hold, you know, stress or dis-ease in your body, you know, it can turn into disease. And EFT tapping is one of the many energy-based techniques that are available to everyone, and they're becoming more and more useful, especially, you know, in the field of healthcare. And many of these beautiful divine techniques, you know, they can be traced back through centuries. They've been used throughout the world, and people have been getting amazing results. So we've got to realize that, you know, the universe is made of energy. Everything that we can see is energy. We ourselves, we are energy. And sometimes the energy becomes, you know, entangled. And the first vision I get when I say that is I see like a couple sets of Christmas lights. You took them off of the tree. You just threw them in a box. And, you know, lo and behold, the next season is here. You're taking them out and you're saying, oh, my goodness, how did they get so tangled up or entangled? So everything we are and everything we believe in is affected by our energy. And just, you know, imagine the body as an energy system, because that's what it truly is. And the Chinese have known this for over 5,000 years. energy medicine is very effective. It's gentle. It's not evasive. It's helpful with chronic illness. There's no side effects. And when Western medicine began, from what I saw is they worked on cadavers. So we are, you know, we are living, breathing creatures. We have emotions. We can think. We have spirit within us. And believe it or not, with Western medicine, none of this was actually addressed. So our minds truly do matter, especially, you know, if we want to maintain our health. And it helps to release the dis-ease in our bodies because we do have a connection with all that it is. Each of us are like drops in the ocean. Each drop matters. Together we make up that whole beautiful body of water. And scientists are now even finding that, you know, genetics alone, they don't determine our health. Our environment, our emotions, the food we eat, everything we do plays a role in our health and in healing. And, you know, it affects ourselves. When we have that, you know, good feeling like Barbara and I are here today and we're sharing our love and our light with you, this releases chemicals that really does promote good health. But if we are in an environment that is not a conducive of health and, you know, just being calm and everything, we can all oftentimes become scared. And believe it or not, different chemicals are released by the body. It's sort of like that stress comes in, and we find ourselves in a different mode, and even how we perceive the world, you know, affects our chemistry and controls our health. So along with Barbara's amazing, amazing, beautiful innate statements, which I, you know, I love and they're part of my life now, I would just like to offer a little bit of EFT tapping, which takes a few minutes, and I find for myself it's really, really amazing, and it helps, and it's just, you know, it's so fast. So imagine, like, you know, with your right hand, if you're right-handed, left hand, if you're left-handed, that you're going to put your hand on a table or desk, wherever you're at, and you're going to karate chop it. You know, the area, the palm of your hand below the pinky is where I'm asking you to look at. And then with the other hand, I want you to tap gently with maybe your index finger, your middle finger, and your ring finger, or you could use one or three. It's up to you. And just, you know, we have to have a go-to statement. And we could say, you know, even though I have all this stress and financial issues are a problem right now, I completely love and appreciate myself. Then we start at the top of the head, same thing. We're going to just use the keywords. We could use, you know, maybe stress and abundance. So we go to the top of the head, and it has to be in alignment with your, you know, your statement. And you tap on the top of the head in the crown area a couple times, you know, stress, disease, abundance. And that's all you have to do. We go down now to the outer eyebrow. Pick either eyebrow. It doesn't matter. Tap a few times. Stress and abundance. Go to the outer corner of the eye. Stress and abundance. Now we're going to go below the nose, a little bit over the upper lip. Tap. Stress and abundance. Now we get down to the collarbone area, which has 2 points. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a little fist, and we're going to tap in the collarbone area. Stress and abundance. Now we're going to take, if you're right-handed, you can, you know, put your hand on the, right underneath your underarm, on the side, under by the underarm there, and you're going to just open your hand and tap and say stress and abundance. So we've done the technique. It should have helped. If you feel like, well, yeah, I do feel better, like, you know, DC, maybe I feel like 50% better, you can do it again. You can do this up to 5 times. And I did it with a woman yesterday, and she did it for the first time, and she told me that she actually felt 90% better. So it's just another little technique that can't be used that is really, I feel, is really, really helpful. Okay. So with that being said, I do have another little message. Barbara, were you tapping with us?
Yes.
Okay, I did it years ago and it didn't resonate with me for some reason, the tapping. But when I did it recently, it seemed like, I don't know, it did resonate, you know? It's just really crazy.
So well, you know, we're always changing.
Yes, we are always changing. And I do have one more little message. We have the angels and we have the ascended masters here, and they're letting us know that they're supporting each on our soul mission and, of course, our divine life purpose. And they're saying, beloveds, you are meant to step into a leadership role, and you are meant to be a positive example for others to follow. Go forth with courage and optimism, and be enthusiastic about it. Use your talents as well as your light-working abilities. Continue to live your personal truth and follow the guidance and the assistance that is available to you. Now is the time. It is a time of enlightenment and empowerment. If you've been thinking about career changes or maybe spiritual matters or even lifestyle changes, continue forward as you are manifesting your desires. In regard to matters of the heart, you will have peace and security. You, beloveds, are a vibration of love and light. Shine your light brightly for others to see, and expect good changes to come your way. New beginnings will take place in all areas of your life, as well as spiritual fulfillment. Pay attention to the messages that you are receiving. They will bring opportunities and many personal benefits and blessings. Look for the doors that are opening. It is time to see yourself through the eyes of love. Feel the excitement that this new chapter of your life is bringing. There is a very positive shift now taking place. Everything will work out for your highest good, and be mindful to only speak and think in a positive manner. This will shift the energy towards what you desire. As well, Jesus is here at this time. He has heard your prayers, and he is standing by each of you to help assist you on your soul mission. Now is the time. Beloveds, you are overflowing with power and energy. Go forth with confidence. This is a very special time in your life. Open your arms wide now and embrace all the positive energy that the universe is sending you. And don't allow your past to affect your present or future. Take action and create the life that you deserve. Magic is in the air. Can you feel it? Make a wish. See the challenges you face as opportunities of growth, and affirm that you are ready for the next chapter of your life to begin. Let go of what no longer serves you and connect now with your highest calling. Share your vibration with family and friends, and love yourself through the power of unconditional love. Allow this energy to be absorbed into every fiber of your being. You are aligning mind, body, and soul, and connecting with your divine truth. We love you, your spiritual team. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Thank you so much, DC. Okay, now it is time. Now it is time for me to actually focus on where I am and allow Jesus to come through with what he wants to say to us right now. Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say. My beloved ones, you don't have to struggle. You don't have to struggle. We say this because you have been taught in so many different ways that struggle is a necessary part of your life. And this is not true. You don't have to struggle. This whole concept of things not being right and you needing to struggle and make sacrifices and all of that other interesting variety of things that you believe and that you live came about because people decided that they need things, they need people, they need love, they need money, they need success, they need. When you let go of the concept of need, you don't need to struggle. In fact, you won't struggle. Because there's nothing that you need. Sometimes the things that happen in your life are based on one little belief, and that belief has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger over the years, and it has become a dominant belief in your own life. And that's what happens with need, with the very idea that you need anything. And you're going to have to give yourself a little time to get used to the thought that you don't need anything, because you're so used to thinking that you do need so much. But if you let go of the need, seriously, let go of the need, then you find that your life becomes so much more easy, so much more peaceful, so much more pleasant. Because there's nothing that you need. And we encourage each of you to give this a try. Just for a few moments. Let go of need. And see how it opens up your life. Let go. Most people think that when you let go, it means you have less. But actually, when you let go, you have more. Because most of what you're letting go of keeps you from having what you truly desire. So today, we ask you to let go of need. Say, dear innate, I release all need. Dear innate, I let go of need. Dear innate, I release all attachments to need. And simply make these lovely little statements for a few moments, and then see how you feel. See if it doesn't change your life right now. This is one of your opportunities to truly begin to live more by letting go of the demands of need. We love you. And you do have enough. Okay. That's what he wanted to share.
That was beautiful, Barbara. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Jackson said okay before you did. He approves of your message.
Yay! Okay, so now we've got to the part of the show where we will answer questions from our listeners, the ones who call in. The number to call is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And make sure that when you call in, if you have a question, you press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol comes up on my studio board and we know that you actually want to talk to us. Otherwise, we just let you listen. So let's go to our first caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, Barbara? How's it going, DC?
Hey, Tim. Hi, Tim. Tim. It's going great.
Oh, that's good to hear. As always, when I'm on hold, the message that you guys are channeling, I feel like they're always pertinent to me.
Yes. Always.
So it's always helpful. So even when I don't plan to speak to you guys, even though I usually do, the message is always helpful. So we spoke last week, and I got my innate statements. I got my tanzanite hematite, and I haven't been doing anything because I had a flood in my house. Apparently, I've had a flood for my rental property where my tenants stay since July. None of my tenants bothered to tell me they heard a swishing sound every day for the last month, which is hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
So I did find somebody. They worked through the night, and they stopped the flood, replaced the pipe. Now I'm trying to get reimbursed my insurance, and also there's insulation that the person who came told me it needs to be replaced because they don't want it to mold, and my insurance just is telling me, no, it's dry, you'll be fine. I was wondering if you saw me being able to resolve this. Make sure no mold, no health problems, and getting this straight.
Yes. Tim, I'm getting, you've got to focus on the solution for this, not the problem. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm getting, you know, that's what's, you know, it's what needs to be addressed right now. Okay? Because I'm getting, like, as you were saying that, there was a little bit of interference. You didn't know which direction to turn. There's a little bit of, you know, like a blockage sort of, okay? And just focus on the solution. See it as if it's already resolved, okay?
Okay. Gotcha.
Stay positive, you know, and, you know, be at peace with the situation. And I'm getting it is going to be resolved, okay?
Okay, got it. It's funny because I spoke to you guys last week and I was all ready to go. And then I just been in fear all this week, which I didn't realize till yesterday. It's been like stressing me. I've been having negative thoughts. What if this happens? How much is it going to cost? Oh, my God. So I'm trying to be at peace.
Yeah. I mean, and don't worry. You know, don't worry about things. That's what I'm getting, you know. Also, I want to ask you, now that was in regard to that, but on a different note, personally, is there a project that you're trying to get off the ground and it hasn't gotten off the ground as of yet?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out what's going to be my creative outlet, whether it's writing movie story.
Keep going. Keep persevering. You really do have the ability to make good decisions. Just keep moving forward, okay? Don't let anything discourage you, okay? You know, your death is going to be amazing, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, Just keep moving forward. Keep going, you know, and your destiny is waiting for you, okay?
Okay.
So even a small step forward, you're going to be on that beautiful path. The one that you've been sort of dreaming for, I'm getting for, it's for a number of years. It's not just like recently, it's for a number of years. You're on the right track. And I'm getting, you know, you need a little extra energy put into this, just a little bit more. And I'm getting the word success around you. Okay, so please hang in there. Ginger, be brave. She and Archangel Michael are walking with you. Okay?
Okay.
And I think as well, there's going to be new opportunities coming your way. Okay?
Okay, got it.
Because you totally deserve all the good that's coming. Okay, you've got so much to share with the world. When you speak to people just, you know, throughout your everyday life, you give good advice. And you really are, you know, you're amazing. You really listen. You know, you're very sympathetic to people's needs. And people really do, you know, they're so happy to get the chance to talk to you. Okay? So
okay.
I'm getting, like, we're sort of winding the month of October up. During the month of November, there's going to an important decision that you're going to be making. And this is going to affect how you move forward in your life. But the angels are saying, don't worry, Tim, because you've been thinking about this for a while now. Okay, you might have even spoken with friends about this, you know, decision that you've been, you know, wanting to make for a while. And it's sort of like, you know, during this decision process, you put a little bit of space between you and an opportunity. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm getting, you know, these new opportunities that are going to come your way, they're going to keep you on that right path. You're going to go in the right direction, and you're going to go forward very quickly. Okay? Take advantage of the month of November. Take advantage of your potential. Go forward, and I'm seeing that this is going to be an amazing and fulfilling time for you. Okay?
Okay.
And as well, I have to say, the angels are showing me someone a little bit older than yourself who may have, like, a lot in common with you that you will meet, and it could affect your personal development, like, during the month of November. Just know that this person is going to be someone that you can actually count on, okay, especially for support to help you with different projects, okay? And I'm getting it, I'm thinking it's a man, and it's going to be just like a nice relationship that you have with him, okay?
Okay.
And the more that you get to talk with this person, you're going to see that you guys have so much in common, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Makes
beautiful.
Sense.
Yeah, it's going to be just like amazing. So keep, you know, keep just doing what you're doing. Stay positive. Don't let this, you know, issue that you have at hand in the physical world, don't let this, like, you know, derail your train of thought and what you have to do, okay?
Gotcha.
So it's really important to keep moving forward. Do you dance at all, Tim? Because I'm getting you need to do something to, like, sort of, like, you know, like, get your energy moving again.
Okay, I've been
dancing
with my kids. Yeah, okay.
Awesome. Dancing, that is so cool, because when you're dancing, do you feel the shift of energy? Do you feel the shift of frequency and your vibration changes?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, keep doing that. And as I started off, like, at the beginning of the show, a little bit of EFT tapping helps, you know, when you're stressed out in any kind of, you know, situation. That'll help as well. So that's what I have. I hope that it was helpful. I'm going to turn you over now to into Jesus. And thank you for calling us, Tim.
You got it.
Okay, Tim. The first thing that I'm getting is to tell you a little prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use this little prayer anytime that you feel you need to use this little prayer. And it's very simple. It says, "Thank you, God, for helping me to understand that this problem has already been solved for me."
Thank you, God, for helping me understand that this problem has already been solved for me.
Yes. And you could have used this little prayer, apparently, for the last week.
Yes, I've been driving myself crazy at you. Like, I certainly could have.
Yeah. Okay. And when you say this prayer, you are turning it over to God, which means you no longer have it. It's important that when you turn something over to God, you actually let it go.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Now let's see what else they want to say to you. Yeah, sometimes when we decide that we're going to make changes to our lives, like you have been doing, and we make all of these little notes and, you know, we have this all planned out that this is how it's going to be and this is how it's going to work. And everything in our life seems to go wrong.
Indeed.
And this is part of the law of opposites, which comes into play when we are trying to attract something. Oftentimes, we attract the opposite of what we have decided we want. And this is simply so that we can have the context, the contrast, and know that what we want is truly what we want, and then we stick with what we want instead of going into the energy of what we think we are being stuck with. So it's all a part of attracting things into our lives. So don't stop doing what you actually desire just because things are happening. This gives you an opportunity.
I kind of realized that.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, I kind of realized that yesterday. I was just like, you know what, I asked you guys last week. I was all hyped up. I got my crystals. I got this. I got that. I got all these date statements. And then I haven't done any of them for a week because I've just been every day stressing about this. And I was like, I said, that's actually the time when you don't stop doing all those things.
Exactly. That is the time when you stick with what you actually desire and not get sidetracked with all of that other stuff. And that's why that little prayer can be so important, because it takes you out of that mode and puts you back into that, okay, no matter what, this is all fine, and lets you move forward with your life and to have things work out in the way that's for your highest good.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be overwhelmed when, you know, the opposites come up. Just stick with what you have stated is your desire and keep seeing that come true in your life, because it does. It really does. And as you let go of all of the stress and all of the other stuff, resolves itself too. And when you say this little prayer and you give God permission to help you to understand the solution that's already there. So you know, you never have a problem. You always have the solution.
Gotcha.
Okay, what else do they want me to tell you? Make yourself important in your own life. And that's another part of not being overwhelmed with all of the stuff that happens. Make yourself important in your own life.
Indeed.
Let's see, what else? Okay. So you've got the crystals that you need, and you've got the dear innate statements that you can say, and you know what it is that you truly desire to create. Make sure you are coming from desire, not want, not need, desire. Because desire automatically, from the definition of the word, has the energy of the Creator in it. So it is our desires that are really tapping into that energy. And it's taking us out of the lack and the, you know, all of the negativity of life. And there's a group of angels that are with you, and they're waiting to work with you on this. So they're saying, get busy, so. Start making those statements, doing meditations, holding those stones, and seeing what it is that they really want to convey to you. Yeah, start opening up to the truth from your own heart.
Got it.
Okay, that's what I'm getting for you, so you got a lot to do. Get busy.
Well, thanks a lot. I love you guys. I appreciate your call. You taking this long. You give me advice. Have a great day. Thank you.
We love
you, too. We love you, too.
Yes, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hold on, my computer is doing it. There we go. All right. And we will now move to our next caller. And it's Lady Luck.
Hello.
Lady
Hi.
Luck,
the Fertile Queen. I'm going to practice my new name. The first time DC is hearing my new name. Hi, everybody. I would just love a little bit of a touch-up, a clean-up with two things having to do with the laughter classes. One, I guess there's three. One, I feel like I'm on the verge of booking private parties at the rate that I would like. So just some instilling some confidence around that. Somebody asked for my price yesterday, and I totally felt and heard some of their thoughts that they thought it was too much, because obviously they're getting their class for free. So you think that you're charging. And I put feelers out for a new location for my Sunday class, because it's getting kind of cold outside. And I guess there's a couple things with that. I'm not really sure. Well, okay, I'll tell you this one thing. I contacted this hotel, this like luxury hotel in the area, which I really would like to have it in there. And Spirit was actually, I stopped by there twice and no one was there. It's a little bit, I guess the management's a little funky. It's a small like boutique, whatever, but a lot of celebrities stay there, which is awesome. Anyway, I finally called them, and the lady I spoke to was really interested. She passed me on to her manager. The manager was like, okay, when can we talk? Because I originally sent the email. And then when I spoke to him, he was just like very abrupt. And I just sort of got like a bad vibe. I don't know what the story was, but he was like, no, we can't do that. No, we can't do that. We have some pop-up locations. We can do it, but not on a regular basis. Let me forward your email to somebody else. And I was like, okay, fine, don't jump to conclusions. The point is, it brought up, like, a lot of anger for me, and I've noticed this happen before of, like, the whole me being in the space of everything works out for me, I get what I want, and then something will maybe kind of jolt that a little bit, and it brings up this anger of, like, I might not be able to get all I want. So I don't know what that's about, but I've just been sort of noticing it and clearing it. And then the last thing is that I feel like I want to connect. Like, I also reached out to somebody else, this lawyer who's in a building with other businesses, and I sent some emails to, like, some doctors. I feel like I want to maybe or should do this class during the week around, like, lunchtime and, you know, do it for corporate, because that, like, kind of pushes forward the corporate agenda that I have. And but I also feel sort of conflicted around that, because my mind goes, well, how many days a week are you doing this? It gets that whole, like, kind of, it gets a little boring to me, or I get, like, a little exhausted. And that leads to the fourth thing. So I can't make up my mind around that, I guess. And then the fourth thing is that my eye was swollen yesterday. This is, like, an old issue that I've had for many, many years, and I've worked with a homeopath. I still do. And with that said, so my eye was swollen. I get, like, swellings on my face or my body. And this is, in a way, this is a good thing, because it's sort of, you know, I had the thyroid thing, which is considered, like, an advancement of whatever the issue was, and now it's back to just the swellings. So it's considered, like, in the direction of cure, like, hey, things are actually healing and clearing up. But with that said, when I get exhausted, like yesterday I slept all day, laid around, ate a lot. I was just, like, tired from the day before the class. And I'm sorry, there's another element to this I just thought of. I want to clear these swellings for good, not have the issue. And I noticed that I think it's related also to when I was a kid. Like, a big part of me did not want to do the class yesterday because it was late at night, which I'm not going to be doing that anymore. But I noticed that sort of triggers the whole experience of being forced to do a lot of things that I didn't want to do when I was a kid. And I realize on how that sort of affected my life, that I don't really make any plans because I guess I'm kind of emotional, and, like, my moods change from day to day. And, like, I don't like being forced or committed to have to do something when I'm not in the mood. And that sort of runs into, like, a little issue when you're teaching classes, you commit to a class, and then there's, like, that part of you that's resistant. And I was doing Dear and Eights, and I was doing tapping around that yesterday too, but I don't know, I could use some, like, support of, like, you know, all of that, all those things. So thank you in advance.
Okay, Lady Luck, this is DC. I'm getting you, you're on the right path. The alternative medicine is going to help you. You know, the tapping, the Dear and Eights statements, and maybe look into other, you know, healing modalities as well. Okay, so you're doing great. Just try to stay positive, you know, be optimistic, and that really helps to, you know, to help you to feel better. Call upon Archangel Raphael, our healing angel, and have a little talk with him. Tell him what you feel is going on, okay? And just make sure that, you know, that you try to, you know, be aware of what you're saying, because, you know, positive words do, you know, bring those beautiful positive, you know, feelings into our body, which release the good chemicals, okay? You know, make sure you don't complain. And I'm getting the word miracle around you. It's all good. You've worked really hard. Keep focusing on those long-term goals, okay? And just, you know, keep affirming that your beliefs match up with your desires, because they truly will. Laughter yoga, practice it at home. Laughter is the best medicine. And that's one of the best things you could do as well, okay? And get out, get some fresh air, and when you get out there, leave all your electrical gadgets, like, in the house, and just get out, connect with Mother Earth, and let, you know, the inspiration flow to you, okay? I'm getting now that, you know, we have Greta Garbo coming in, and she's saying, Lady Luck, life would be so wonderful if we only knew what to do with it. And she's saying, you know, is there anything better than to be longing for something when you know it is within your reach? And everything that you're wanting, you know that it is within your reach, correct?
Yeah, I do, which is awesome.
So you've got to trust. You've got to trust. Allow Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels to come in and really help you because your prayers are being answered. You know, instead of seeing everything as a problem, today here, like, it's a beautiful sunny day. If you have time, if it's, you know, nice there, get out, connect with that inner child, play, laugh, and have faith that, you know, this situation that you're worried about, it is being healed. Okay? Jesus is with you. There's nothing to worry about. You just have to have faith, and it's probably not going to be resolved in the manner in which you think it will, okay? But it will be resolved. All is well, okay? Open your heart a little bit more to receive more love. You truly are needing a little bit more love right now. Okay, I'm sending you some love. You've got to spend less time analyzing and more time feeling, hon, okay? Experience the love, okay? Keep that heart open, okay? Let go of the, you know, the fears, the emotional hurt, all of that, like, stuff that's not good stuff within. Let go. Let your defenses down. Let everyone meet the real you. You are truly amazing. I feel like you put up like a little wall. People don't see the real beautiful person that you truly are. And you're stronger than you think that you are. You have the ability to really do whatever it is that you want to do. The angels are with you. Mark, you know, Archangel Michael is walking with you. Lady Luck, you're not a victim, okay? So allow the angels to walk with you and, you know, really to help you to, you know, to see how truly strong that you are, okay? And with that being said, I have come upon an unusual goddess that I've never, ever heard, the name before. I'm trying to see how you pronounce her name. My goodness. Okay. Her name is Pacomama. She's from Peru and Bolivia. And she's a beautiful goddess, and she is with you. And she's going to help you at this time to climb the ladder of higher consciousness, okay? And realize your beautiful connection to Mother Earth, okay? And she's, you know, she's helping to bring you the healing that you truly deserve. And she's asking you, as, you know, as Archangel Raphael was asking you, to really get out, you know, within nature, okay? Just, you know, get out in nature. Make sure that you're, you know, you're getting some beautiful fresh air, you're drinking pure water, you're eating, like, really healthy foods that support your body, and she's with you, and she's saying that change is here, and you're not going to be able to overlook it, but you've got to sort of see yourself in a different way, okay? A lot of the situation is how you perceive yourself, how you think about yourself, okay? At times, you think yourself into a state of being powerless, okay? And then you're not making the changes that are needed. So she's here to really to help you, to really to see the, you know, the amazing person that you are. You're here, you're making a difference in the world, and you have the power. You're connected to all of life. Just make sure you maintain an attitude of gratitude, have compassion and respect for yourself and others and for, you know, Mother Earth. And this is going to be the first, you know, step in changing everything, okay? And this beautiful energy that she is bestowing upon you is now entering every fiber of your being. And that's what I have. I hope that made a little sense to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's see where they want to go with all of this. Okay, so here's the message I'm getting. We want you to understand that you are moving forward, and you know this. You can see how your life is changing, how your feelings are changing, how what you are attracting into your life is changing. And all of this is happening is because you are continuing to let go, to allow yourself to evolve, to stop thinking everything to death. And we encourage you to continue in this not thinking everything to death, because you can sometimes get back on those little tangents where you start thinking and thinking and thinking, and it just creates so much frustration and turmoil within you, within your body, within your life. So we encourage you to let that go. We know that you have ideas about what it is you want to do with your life, who it is you want to be. And we think that that is absolutely beautiful, that you are aware of what is important to you. Remember that those are your desires. Those are the things that you are working on with the Creator. They are in alignment with your heart. And so there's absolutely nothing that is in alignment with your heart that you cannot achieve. So you don't need to be worried about it. And again, you don't need to think it to death. Life is not about thinking. It's about feeling. It's about being. It's about taking only inspired action. You already know that there are some days when you are not inspired to do anything. And those are days when it's just best for you to rest. To just rest. And that goes against the things that you were taught about how if you want to achieve, you have to work hard, you have to be productive, you have to spend every moment of your life doing something. And yet we are telling you that there are moments in your life when you are doing nothing. But you're not actually doing nothing. Even in those moments when you're not busy, busy, busy. Because you're not doing this alone. We are working with you. We are bringing you into alignment. We are bringing the universe into alignment with you. There is so much going on that doesn't require your actions in that moment. So accept that it is all working out just fine. And we encourage you to say that little prayer that Barbara Grace gave to the previous caller. Dear God, thank you for helping me to understand that this problem has already been solved for me. And when you say that, and you say it with meaning, and you accept the truth in that, then you can let it go. And you don't need to think about it. You don't need to worry about it. You don't need to plan about it. You have put it into the hands of your Creator. And you are trusting the Creator to do what is for your highest good. And the Creator is always saying yes. So be sure that you are asking for what you truly desire and not what you're afraid of and not what you're worried about and not what you think someone else might think or might do or any of that stuff that you sometimes get overwhelmed with. Let that go. Please, just let that go. There's no need for that in your life. You are loved, and you are enough, and you are creating the life that you desire. So allow it to come to you. You don't have to chase after it. You attract what you desire. And when you find yourself going down one of those pathways that you've gone down in the past that leads to your worrying and doubting and fears, get off that path. It's as simple as that. Let it go. Let it go. Just let it go. Everything in your life is coming into alignment with your truth. Trust and let it be. We hope this helps. We love you.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you. You don't want to address any of the other stuff? I know you just did, but I feel like there's still the questions in my head of I don't know. I did the class on Sunday, and it was called out, and I haven't been guided to look for a space for it. I kind of casually have been, but again, I wasn't really sure what I was doing at the class. So I was just kind of letting it roll. Then the lady afterwards was go contact this person, that person, blah, blah, blah. And at first I was okay, that's her business, her point of view. That's her business thing. That's her whatever. And then I was also thinking, okay, fine. This is spirit sort of maybe still what DC was saying, hey, you're not powerless. Go out there, go find another location. You've been wanting to contact this hotel. You stopped by there twice. No one was there. Go call them now or email or whatever. So I took it as that message then. And also that kind of really got me hyper of I was sending out tons of emails to doctors and chiropractors and all this stuff. So I'm back at the place. I'm going to call one other place. Somebody gave me this place that actually looks nice, but it's in town. I'll call them, but other than that, I don't really feel pursuing the daytime corporate, even though I like the idea of that. And I feel that'll be good to get people in the door all the time. And it's more of maybe the clientele that I'm seeking, in the environments I'm seeking. I kind of go back to that place of I don't really, with me letting go, I guess I would kind of look at that because I do a lot of nothing these days. And then also some days I do a lot of stuff, but I notice I'm just allowing myself to rest a lot more, and sleep if during the whole day, if I want, I'm definitely giving myself more freedom. I guess I'm kind of looking at it as being a little bit more lazy. I know that's just a judgment, but what's my point here? I don't know. I guess I just sort of don't really want to pursue the daytime in the middle of the day corporate class. I feel if it falls in my lap, as far as open to the public, I'm not talking about private, but if it just falls into my lap, I feel I'll take it up. But I don't really feel contacting businesses I know, stupid conversation. You're going to say, well, then just forget it.
Yep, that is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, so just forget it. Any comments about the swelling of the face and the concern of I make a joke about it. I taught about it yesterday about, it's all about how we handle things in life. And with that said, I sort of would like to not be an example when I'm teaching classes. I always will be sharing from my life because that's my style, but I don't really, my face was kind of swollen yesterday. So how does this sort of, and I know you're going to say then, just say the prayer. It's already taken care of. This has been many, many years that I've been doing healing around this issue.
Yeah, and for all of those many, many years, you've never actually allowed yourself to let it go. You hang on to it. You hang on to this belief that there's something wrong. There has to be something wrong. And this is how that something wrong manifests in your life, with the swelling. Because you've never really let go of the need to have something wrong. There's a part of you that really doesn't want you to have a wonderful life. It really believes that you're supposed to suffer, you're supposed to struggle, you're supposed to have issues. You have to have issues. Issues are required. And that's not true.
I noticed, because about the health things, like I noticed that's sort of my default on how much I worry about my health or about, am I going to die? Like, it's, I don't know where, like, I'm sort of curious on, like, what, where that came from. But, yeah, that is, like, I don't know why that's sort of my go-to these days. I mean, I guess it's always been my go-to, but it's just very apparent these days. Any idea what's up with that? Is that like a past life thing? Like, what is?
And now you're going into your brain and you want to analyze it and you want to understand it and you want to do this and you want to do that, and they're saying, what would happen if you just let it go? What would happen if you just let it go?
You know, I just don't have enough things, new things in my life going on. I think that's what it is. Okay. I think if my life was filled with, like, more good things, then there wouldn't be space for this other stuff, this default old stuff.
Things that you're learning is how to live a life of peace, a life that is not filled with doing, 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 but is actually peaceful, and you accept the peace, and you enjoy the peace, and you don't need anything else because you are just choosing to be at peace.
Yeah, it's interesting what a transition that is and how awkward and weird and uncomfortable at times and how one might fight it so much. I definitely noticed that. It's, you know, people say that they want that joy and that peace, but the transition there is definitely a transition. It's weird. It's a little bit weird. Okay. I'll not think about it as I'm watching TV today. As I'm watching TV. It's like,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I mean, I just, for the record, I was not calling you guys because there was any problem. I was like a tune-up. I think that something also shifted with me too, is that I stopped looking at my calls to you guys as like, oh my God, I need help. I feel like panicky. I need like whatever. It's more these days of like, okay, let's just keep getting it better. So I don't know if that's still like me working on myself as a project, but I just, it's more, I think of like, this is just like support. That's how I look at it. I mean, it was always support, but like a different type of support. Does that make sense? All right, whatever. Yeah, okay, no. Fine, enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
But one more
thank
thing,
you.
Lady Luck.
Yeah.
Lady Luck, you
yeah.
have Marilyn Monroe coming in, and she's saying, "Well-behaved women rarely make history." So, you know, be content, be at peace, but still be that beautiful, you know, awesome person that you are. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm getting mixed messages here. My at peace is really, yeah. Well, okay, we won't get into it, but I definitely allow myself to, like, disengage from people, and, like, you might say life, but it's not. It's just, I'm just honoring myself and, like, my introvertedness, I guess, more. All right, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm just sort of in this space of, like, emptiness and, like, you know, like Barbara said, like peace. I'm just like in the space of peace. And by that, I mean, I don't have anything else on my schedule. I don't have any horse healings lined up. I don't have any laughter yoga lined up right now. Or let's rephrase that based on what DC said. I am open to new bookings of the horse healings and laughter yoga and whatever else comes my way. So we'll see what comes my way today. Leave it at that.
Beautiful. We have Dolly yeah. Parton's Higher Self coming in, and she's saying, find out who you are and do it on purpose. Now you have time to just focus on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just really beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
Okay. All right. That's it, I guess. I'll stop talking because I just I'll just stop the talking. All right. Thank you very much, ladies. I appreciate it.
You are welcome.
All right. Awesome. Have a good week. Bye. Thanks.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And we are going to our next caller from area code 347. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. Hi, BC. It's Keisha.
Hello,
hey, Keisha.
Keisha. How are you?
I'm great. How are you ladies today?
Great.
Well, we're great. Greater now, I think. Your beautiful energy you're adding to, you know, the show here. Thanks.
Yes, thanks. I'm doing good. I'm kind of just like getting in touch with my inner child, and that's doing well for me. I am thinking about moving to North Carolina, and I picked there because I used to live in Atlanta, but it's close to Atlanta, and it's further away from New York. But I don't know if I'm happy about it, but then I start thinking, like, I get, like, an anxiety. I don't know if I feel like I'm going to be alone or, like, I've never even lived on my own, kind of, like, in the New York area. So I'm just wondering, what is that?
Okay, well, Keisha, the first thing that I'm getting is just stop for a moment and breathe.
Okay.
Listen to Jesus. No, he's in there, and you can hear his guidance. And I'm getting, you know, if you look forward to this experience, it will be positive. And
okay.
I know that you know this. You're just wanting to hear it. Things are finally going your way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting,
yeah.
You know, even like emotionally and spiritually, you're doing amazing, so much better than you did. And just
yeah.
sit back and, you know, like, accept all the good that wants to come your way. Okay? I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if you've been listening to the door there, because the universe has been knocking on that door and saying, Keisha, are you home? We have more abundance for you. Keisha, it's us. We want to bring you love. Keisha, we have the answers to your prayers. And all you have to do is just open the door. Oh, my goodness. You know? So, you know, connect with that inner child, get outside, have some fun, relax,
mm-hmm.
be willing to accept all the good that is coming your way. Breathe, just breathe. Oh, my goodness. You truly know that you're worth all this good that's coming, you know?
Yes, yes.
So you've just got to be open and, you know, receptive to it.
I feel I am. Consciously.
You're still, there's something, you're not 100% receptive. Okay, so
I think for some odd reason I have this thing, like I think that my family or something is going to be jealous of me or something if I have money, and they don't want me to have money, and I feel like I kind of like give it up or something to be accepted by them or something, like it's some kind of thing, yeah.
Okay, but you're manifesting right now, and all these wonderful things are coming for you. So the big question is, you know, are you going to worry about your family or are you going to receive all of this?
I'm ready to receive it.
Okay. We can't control, you know, our family, you know, other people's reactions to who we are, their emotions, their beliefs,
right.
and that like that. We've got to focus only on us. And you've been doing a magnificent job. You've been
Thanks.
Manifesting. And, you know, your dreams are coming true. Oh, my goodness. And at this point in your life, you're capable of absolutely doing anything that you know, that you could think of. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey, and, you know, it's just going to get better from here, honey. That's what I'm getting. Don't let, like,
okay.
all of this problem. You see it as a problem, it's going to be a problem. Okay?
Right. I'm not seeing it as a problem. I just want to feel, I'm happy about it, but I notice. I think
you are happy, but there's a but
yep.
there after the happiness. There's frustration. There's a lack of maybe self-confidence there a little bit. You're holding yourself back, And you're blocking all the good, all the prosperity that wants to come your way. So I'm going to turn you over now to Barbara to really get, like, you know, get you nice and clear again and let go of all of that stuff, that stuff that doesn't resonate with who you are right now.
Right, right. Well, thank you, DC. Thank you.
Relax, you know, okay. Barbara?
Okay. Ooh, so what part of North Carolina are you thinking of moving to?
I'm thinking about Charlotte. It's kind of like a little Atlanta. And I don't know why, for some reason, like when I think the feeling I felt in Atlanta is popping up. And like, say, for example, I had wanted to, I was like, oh, like, say if I had money, I was like, oh, I would get a house. And then a fear popped up, like, well, wait a minute, I'm not married, I don't have kids. You know, what if a killer comes in my house? Like, I'm going to be scared to go home every day. Like, I think this alone feeling pops up, like some kind of fear of being alone or something pops up. And it's like it changes my you know, like when you're imagining something, you can imagine something good, but then it's like it's a fear.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For some reason, Durham keeps popping into my mind. I don't know if you've looked at the Raleigh-Durham area, but it's the Durham part that keeps coming up, not the Raleigh part.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know what the difference is between the two. Anyway,
yeah, I think one is further
that.
Apart. Yeah, I think one of them are further apart. Like, it's further. But I have some friends and stuff from, like, my mother friends and stuff from New York. They live, I think, in Durham, and my cousin's wife live in Raleigh.
Okay. All right, what do you want to do about the fear that she has coming up? So that fear is based in the unknown. It's based in the belief that, you know, we're taught to be afraid of what we don't already know.
Uh-huh.
If we know something and we're comfortable with it, we're usually not afraid of it. So you're ready to make a change in your life, which would take you to a place that you don't know. And that's
right,
where the fear
right.
is coming from. If the fear actually
yeah, I never even visited,
isn't real.
I never even visited Charlotte before. You're right. I get that.
Yeah. So whenever the fear comes up, just say, "Dear Innate, I release this fear. Dear Innate, I release the fear of the unknown."
All right.
Dear Innate,
I release
the fear
of the unknown.
Forward.
Wow, I like that one. I like that. Okay. I was doing some innate stuff, but not like that. I'm not releasing. I think I was doing some stuff. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
This is all about you letting go of your defenses. That's what they're telling me. Letting go of the need to protect yourself when there's really nothing you need to protect yourself from.
Right, because you know what I realized? You know how, so say for example, like I'm in a house now and me and the people that I live with, it's not like it's really like an emotional connection or anything, but they're just people. So it's like they're kind of like they're keeping me company, but that doesn't mean they're actually available to me. And it's like I think I kind of am using them to not feel alone, but I am still alone because they're not emotionally available. They're just physical bodies. You get what I'm saying? And I'm like, well, you could go ahead and live on your own. You could go ahead and live on your own because they're not. You guys are not. Y'all don't have an emotional thing going on. It's like staying in a relationship with somebody and a man with nothing going on, just a body. I have nothing, no other kind of connection going on. But
mm-hmm.
you could say you have a man. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I
noticed that. Right. So, okay. So when I think this is true. This, I don't know, for some reason I think about moving on my own or moving far away from like where I'm at now. this thing pops up, and I think it just triggers how I felt in Atlanta at certain points. But mm-hmm. I consciously don't. I think I'm gonna be happy. Like, I enjoy my own company. I enjoy space. You know, I think I'm gonna be happy. But I notice this thing pops up. I know it's a fear, but I can do that. Dear innate, I release the fear of abandonment, or dear innate, I release the fear of moving on, or I release the fear of the unknown. That makes a lot of sense.
Or you can say, I release the fear of Charlotte, North Carolina, you know.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny when I'm, like, if I get in a car and I don't know where I'm going, I have, like even if I have a GPS, I like to know where I'm going. And I don't know if it's because sometimes my mother would shame me for not knowing something. So, like, if I don't know where I'm going, I feel scared. Like, I guess it's the unknown. Like, you don't know what's going to happen.
You probably need to make that part of your dear innate statements, too. Dear innate, I release the fear of the unknown. And just let all of that go.
Right. Dear innate, I release the fear of the unknown. Dear innate, I release the fear or shame of not knowing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I don't know, it just pops up, and I'm like, no, I don't want this in my visualization. I just want good, positive energy. But I'm thinking, if I could win some money, I'll move faster. But I'm just saving my money up, and I'm like, yeah, I think it's time for me to, I'm just thinking about it's time for me to move out of New York, just.
Actually, I get that it would be a good thing for you to move, and that you'd actually be very successful in another location.
Right. And what about further from New York? Or is it, you know, the thing is, like, if you move further and then if you're on the outskirts, but you could come back, I'm like, is it a New York thing, New York City area thing? But actually, like, I'm thinking about New York or New Jersey, I mean, North Carolina or New Jersey.
I'm getting that the need to move is connected with the energy, connected with your family.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is. Yes, it is.
And if you move, okay, so one of the things that I learned years and years ago, that if you move at least 100 miles away from your family, they
yes.
will never show up without calling first.
Yes.
That is something
yes.
that I lived for a number of years, because then I had the freedom to live my life the way I wanted to live it. And if they called, I had an hour and a half to clean up and put away whatever I needed to put away, so that they had no idea what kind of life I was living. Not that I was living any kind of life where I was doing anything that I needed to put away, but I wanted that separation. I wanted that freedom. So
yeah, I do too. Yes. I do too. I do too.
So at least 100 miles.
Right. I don't know. Jersey City. You know, because.
And actually, North Carolina feels better than Jersey does. But that's up to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I was just saying, I never lived even on my own up here. Like, when I lived up here before, I had a roommate. I never even. Because I keep asking myself, is it the state of New York, or is it my relatives, or, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to, like, it could be
mm-hmm.
both.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, Jersey, I'm like, Jersey is closer to the city, but I've never even lived on my own anywhere. Like, you know, I lived on my own in Atlanta, but not, like, up here. So I don't even know what that's like to live on your
mm-hmm.
own up here. So, I was thinking about Jersey is somewhere further away from New York City as well, but North Carolina, I was like, that might work for me. But no, I'm really, really thinking about it. I'm happy. You know, I just kind of want to put, you know, it's going to be a new year, so I'm kind of like doing like a plan, you know, like you have a plan in order
yeah.
to focus on. So I'm kind of like, you know what? I think maybe this could be the time. This could be it for me.
Yeah.
And I'm working and I'm going to get another job. and it's for a couple of, it's like till May or something like that. And I'm like, hey, well, I could just save my money up and, you know, go wherever I want to go.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, yeah. So I'm feeling good, and but I'm going to do that, and I'll pray about if it's Jersey or somewhere in the outskirts or just further. I know further away they can't call me and say, come over.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And
that's
I think I kind of like that.
Yeah,
I think I kind of like that.
I'm also getting, you know what, you have the ability to do something entrepreneurial,
mm-hmm,
a work
mm-hmm.
from business. I don't know if you're thinking about that.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm getting, that would be great. And I'm getting North Carolina, too. And
mm-hmm.
Aunt B coming in, and she's saying, well, you're as sweet as my strawberry preserves. So she's going to welcome you to North Carolina if you choose to be there.
Yes, I've been calling myself a Southern Belle lately. I'm like, yeah, I'm a Southern Belle.
And I got, Jennifer was saying Durham, and I got a high five from the Angels of Durham. So maybe just read about it, check it out, you know.
Yeah.
You, like, wherever you are, you can have this magnificent home-based business.
Yes, because you know what I said? I'm going to learn I do cakes and stuff, but I'm learning how to decorate the cakes. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm giving myself a time. Like, I'm like, you know, by the end of the year, I want to be decorating cakes. And, like, I'm just doing different things. But, yeah, I am trying to do one of my home-based business. And I'm like, that would be amazing if I had it how, you know, I knew, like, really had it up and running or knew what I was doing by the time I moved out of town. So I'm kind of like giving myself some time for that.
Yeah. What? I mean, you're gonna be fantastic and call upon Aunt B. She would always be baking something amazing. So she's a great baker as well. She can help you, you know?
Her name is Aunt B.
It was Aunt B, but they call her Aunt. It sounded like Aunt B. Like when they would say her name, it didn't sound like Aunt B. It would sound like Aunt B, you know?
Aunt B.
But
okay.
Her energy is with you. She loves your style. And she would gladly help you, is what I'm getting, to really, you know, to go forward with that beautiful project of, you know, decorating the cake. She thinks it's a wonderful idea.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you both. Thanks for everything, and I'll definitely let you girls know what's going on.
Okay.
And she's saying the
wonderful
folks in North Carolina will welcome you. The folks
okay.
in North Carolina will welcome you, okay?
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're moving to our caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi there. Let me put on my headphones. Thank you for taking my call here.
Sure.
Okay, I am ready. Hi.
Ah, yes, we can hear you now. Okay.
Great.
And what's your name?
Lisa.
Okay. And what can we do for you today, Lisa?
Today, would like to work on some. I got really angry at my dog for not eating his food, and I don't know. I just don't like that kind of, you know. So I wanted to work on that.
Okay. All right. DC, what do you have for Lisa?
Okay. Lisa, your dog is saying, you know, don't worry, it's going to be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You know, even ourselves, we just don't feel like, you know, like eating, you know, so... The dog is sorry that, you know, it caused you so much, you know, anxiety and whatever else emotion. It's okay. All is well. Okay?
Okay. I got really angry at him.
Yeah. And you don't have to get angry at him. Oh, my goodness. You know?
I just get very frustrated
But he just saying, please stay in your happy place and focus from... You know, that anger and fear into a state of happiness. okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
loves you, and he just didn't feel like eating. He didn't want it, you know, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It happened. Even with, you know, each of us, we do that at times, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it feels really bad. He does feel really bad, but he's saying, you know, every problem that we've had, we've already done this before today. And he's saying, please stop worrying. All is well, okay? So he
okay.
actually called the angels. He called in the angels to help you to really to let go of this and know that everything is well. And that's why you called into this, you know, this beautiful program at this time,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he just wants to try to stay positive, okay?
Okay.
And know that the angels are around you. They're going to help with your emotions. And to really, you know, to really get into that beautiful space again that you so deserve, okay?
Right.
But again, no, he's saying that there's nothing to worry about. And when you get into that
okay.
state, you sort of give away your power, and you don't need to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So we have Archangel Raphael. He's our healing angel, and he's coming in, you know, to help you as well, okay? And he's saying that your beautiful dog is so wise. He's saying, you know what, talk to Archangel Raphael. He's here. Jesus is here, Mother Mary, the angels. And release what it is that deep inside that you fear when I don't eat. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he knows
right.
that, you know, it's important to eat. And he's, you know, he's sorry, but today just was one of those days. And he wants you to also make yourself more of a priority than you are doing. Okay?
Okay.
So he wants you to like you. Go ahead.
I've been at this job, and I'm looking for other jobs, and I'm still here. I'm like, is this... I'm just not sure what to do. I guess I'm supposed to be here.
Okay. First thing I'm getting is you've got to watch your emotions. You've got to keep them in check, okay?
Yeah.
And feel secure and know that you deserve... you know, to have a position that resonates with you. And I'm getting, you know, when you're feeling that internally, it's going to manifest physically, and you're going to find that new position is going to help you to be a little bit more financially mature. And the angels
mm-hmm.
are around you. They're getting around you, and they're saying, you know, open your arms now widely to receive, you know, all that you are, you know, worthy of, you know. Tell yourself, I am
yeah.
worthy of a new job. I am worthy of, you know, receiving. I always expect
mm-hmm.
the best in my life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, I'm going to go over to Barbara and just know all is well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we are going to do some of those wonderful, dear, innate statements. I will make the statement, and I want you to repeat what I say out loud. That way you are talking to your innate body and making the changes to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first, dear innate, I release the anger. Okay, I need you to say that out loud. Lisa, did we lose you? Oh, we lost her. Oh, no. Okay, I will keep saying the statements that I am guided to for Lisa. Dear innate, I release the fear. Dear innate, I release the doubt. Dear innate, I release the worry about my dog. Dear innate, I release the fear that I'm going to lose my dog. Dear innate, I release the need to force my dog to do what I think he should do. Dear innate, I release the need to control the situation with my dog. Dear innate, I release the fear that my dog will die. Dear innate, I release the fear that I will be alone. Dear innate, I release the fear that I have no control in my own life. Dear innate, I let go of it all. Dear innate, I release the fear of change. Dear innate, I release the fear of moving forward. Dear innate, I release my inability to accept my life. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. Okay, Lisa, that is what I was getting for you, and they're showing me that if you do that, then it will definitely bring you to a place of peace and of acceptance of yourself, acceptance of your life, acceptance of your dog, acceptance of everything that you need to accept. So do that and let yourself open up to the changes that are coming. And they're not telling you what those changes are, so please don't start worrying about them. Just let go. All right, DC, we have dealt with all of our callers today.
Beautiful, Barbara. And Ginger is talking, and she's saying, Auntie Barbara, you are the Thelma to my Louise.
As long as she doesn't want me to drive off a cliff, we're okay.
She said, but it's going to be the ride of a lifetime.
I'm not quite ready for that ride yet.
Oh, my goodness. There's been crazy energy. I guess, and you know, tomorrow is when the new moon's energy comes in, and all these, you know, stars that have, you know, gone to the other side, they've been coming in. And even people, and you know, on this side of the veil, you know, we connect with their higher selves. And I had a woman say, well, she's alive. How are you connecting with her? Well, everything is energy. Everyone is energy. I can channel a stone. I can channel a spider. I mean, I've channeled, you know, squirrels that were at the door during our show. So why not, you know, people that are still here? You know, it's so crazy.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we had a little squirrel the one time that we were on our show, Barbara, that kept knocking on the door. It wanted to be heard.
Yeah, I remember
that.
Oh, that was so funny.
We're even known in the animal kingdom. They all know that we exist. That is awesome. And we welcome them all to call in, of course. Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Well, it was an amazing show. And Ginger's saying, let's keep going, Barbara. She wants to keep going. So she may be, you know, if you hear a beep out front of the house there, it may be she and Joan. Joan will be driving, of course.
I'm not sure I'm brave enough to get in the car with the two of them.
Oh, my goodness. You've got to be a little bit more adventurous.
That's true.
Yes.
We'll see about that.
Okay. Awesome.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. It's been a wonderful show, and we appreciate each and every one of you, and we will be back on Thursday. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.